for our text, and to be much in prayer, of course, for all the ministers of our church. And one thing that, well, several times, is a lot of stuff just, you know, took off, and we just thank the Lord for it, and taking off good and everything. And one thing is our internet ministry. Just checking yesterday, and I know there's probably been more since then, but yesterday morning we had about 81 different times somebody had downloaded a message or played a message. I told them here on Wednesday night, I think there was about 20 new ones between Sunday and Wednesday. And I asked everybody here on Wednesday night, I said, how many messages have you listened to since Sunday? You know, whether it's a CD or a tape or whatever, somebody somewhere had listened to 20-some messages out of our church. So within about a week's time, praise God, we've had about 80, it seems like about 80 or 81 different times at least, somebody has downloaded or played a message to listen to from Gospel Way Baptist Church. And some of the titles are back there if you want to take some of them back there, and answer, prayer answered, Pillar in the Wilderness, Get Real. Some of those are the most been listened to the most. But everyone stand, if you would, as we read the scripture. Amen. We can't get enough of the Word of God. Can't get enough of some good preaching and singing and praising the Lord. Amen. So, amen. It's in order. Amen. I always said before, praying, praising, and preaching is always in order. Amen. Psalms chapter 116, beginning verse 1. The Bible says, I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplication, because He hath inclined His ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Brother John, if you would lead us in prayer.
Dear Lord, we thank you for this day and for your many blessings, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you just bless him
Lord.
Today, Lord. Give him the message you'd have him to bring to us, Lord. Apply it to our hearts, Lord.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, for those that are sick and unable to be here, Lord. Pray that you'd reach down and touch them, Lord. Heal those that have been sick, Lord, and are here today, Lord. We pray, Lord, for those that just aren't coming to church, Lord. We pray you put a burden on their heart to come back, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done, Lord. Continue to bless this church and its ministries from this church, Lord. We pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're here in Psalms 116. This passage, it seemed like, and I guess it's the way the Lord does sometimes. I read over this and heard it sometime this past week, and I just couldn't get away from it. Maybe a lot of times that's the way the Lord's leading when He's putting a message on your heart. But I just love how that this psalm begins. And we're not going to actually go through the whole psalm and everything. He actually talks about prayer throughout most of this this psalm, and just giving his heart to the Lord, and paying his vows unto the Lord, and just a fellowship with the Lord, really. But he begins, he says, I love the Lord because. And you know, I thought it just seemed like when I heard that, I heard somebody reading it, and then I went back and reread it and read some more scripture. But it just seemed like just the first five words there, I stopped right after that, and I thought, you know, what a blessing! I love the Lord because, and you know, the psalmist could have put a lot of things after that, couldn't he? And I hope you could put a lot of things after that this morning. Amen. I hope that we sit here this morning, we could, if we had the opportunity, you know, you think about it, this is God's love letter to us. I mean, this is God's love letter. That's really, I mean, I encourage you to read your Bible. We've got these Bible reading things, and we've got a lot of Bible courses, and you can get you some tapes and CDs, and you can go online, listen to messages, whatever. Just keep something coming from the Word of God, because this is the love letter that God's given to you. God said He loved you so much that He left us this letter. And I'm sure that the Lord would say He loves us and He's given us this book, and we could come back to Him and say, Lord, I love you because. Amen. And we could add a lot of things in there, couldn't we? Amen. I mean, this could be a long message this morning, but I'm going to pick out just a few things and preach along its lines this morning. Why I love the Lord, or I love the Lord because. First of all, in fact, in this passage right here, he's saying, I love the Lord because He hears and He answers my prayers. I love the Lord because He hears and answers my prayers. He said, I love Him because He heard my voice and my supplication, because He hath inclined my ear. And listen to how long He's going to keep praying, amen? He said, I'm going to call unto Him as long as I live.
Amen. I mean, the psalmist might have said, now look, God's answered my prayer here. God answered my prayer here. God answered my prayer every time. And I'm just going to keep on calling to Him.
Amen.
As long as I live, I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on trusting Him. I'm going to keep on believing Him. And praise God, I hope that's where we're at this morning. Amen. I love the Lord because He hears and answers my prayer. I mean, He said that I declined because He inclined His ear. He's listening to what I've got to say. I wonder if the Lord's ready to listen more than we're ready to pray. I believe He is. I believe He's ready to hear and answer our prayer. I believe He stands waiting for God's people to call unto Him. I mean, because He's told us in His Word that we can do that. I mean, really, I mean, that's what the Bible teaches, that we serve a true and living God that's in charge, He's in control, He's on the throne, Jesus Christ is there making intercession for us. Hey, the door is open for a door of prayer. Ain't it a blessing that you don't have to come in here and come in here through the week somewhere and we have some kind of little closet or some kind of little room and you got somebody sitting on one side and you get to sit on the other side and you tell him what you want to tell to God, and he goes and tells it to God. But the Bible says we have one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We don't have to go through a priest. We don't have to go through anybody else on the face of this earth. Thank God we can come to Him anytime and we can say, praise the Lord, I love You because You hear and answer my prayer.
Amen.
Ain't that good? I mean, folks know the worth of prayer. There's folks know the worth of prayer that's out of fellowship with God. Amen. There's folks, I'll go talk and visit the folks and everything, and they'll talk about how God's taking care of some things in their life. And they don't understand it. Well, I tell you, I tell them it's just the mercy of God. Somebody's praying for you.
Amen.
Somebody loves you. Somebody's praying for you. Somebody cares for you. Amen. Ain't that a blessing?
Yeah.
I mean, He hears and answers prayer. He's not like a other little g gods. And I looked this up. I found that there are several different places the Bible talks about these little g gods. But so many times, one of the most interesting times is there on Mount Carmel, where that they had prayed from morning until noon, and they had just poured their heart out before Baal, and Baal wasn't answering. He wasn't saying, and Elijah come on the scene and said, maybe he's on a journey.
Yeah.
Maybe he's on vacation, in other words. Mm-hmm. Your God, maybe he's on vacation. He's not hearing you. Why don't you cry a little louder? And they did. They went plumb crazy after that, didn't they? They cried and they cut themselves and they did everything they could. They was hopping up and down on top of the sacrifice.
Uh-huh.
Them crazy idiots, if he'd answered, he'd have killed them.
Right.
They was hopping up and down on top of the sacrifice and they were cutting themselves. They were doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Hey, when God's man, though, began to pray for a holy God that hears and answers prayer, he began to pray, and I think he started backing up away from that sacrifice. Because he knew God was going to bring down the fire. And he did. In fact, he said, let's just go ahead and pour water all over it, in case they say that it might have sparked somewhere. In case they say it wasn't really God, let's go ahead and saturate the sacrifice and let's dig a trench around it and put water all around it. And God answered with fire, because he's the true and living God. But listen to Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 28. The Bible says about these little g gods, it says, God's the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. He said, those little g gods, those other gods you have before you, they can't eat, they can't see, they can't hear, they can't smell. They're just wood and stone. They're just little g gods. There's only one true and living God. In fact, the only reason we use the term God, I reckon, for those idols that folks serve and worship is where our little finite mind can figure out that it's something that's worshipped. It's not a God at all. It's not a God at all, because there's only one God. And He hears and answers our prayer. In fact, folks are told that do not worship God in the right way. Many times, some are told that you do not ask God for anything.
Amen.
In fact, a lot of times if you call Allah your God, you're not asking Him for anything. You don't ask Him to do anything. You don't ask of Him nothing because you're told He's not going to answer. He's not going to do that. Ain't that sad? But the true and living God, hallelujah, I love Him because He hears and answers prayer. The true God, I'll agree with the psalmist and I'll say, I love Him because He hears and answers prayer. Bible says in Jeremiah 33:3, somebody said that's God's phone number. You looking for His phone number? Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me. I know a church. I tell you what, I know a church. It's over in Charlotte. And when actually Dr. Jack Hudson, when he founded that church over there and put it where it's at now in its new location, it was off of Trine, but where he put it in a new location off I-85, he said we're going to put a road up through there, and we're going to call it Jeremiah Boulevard, and the address for the church is 333 Jeremiah Boulevard. Amen. Listen, here's what the book says in Jeremiah 33:3: Call unto me. The Lord says, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He said, I'm going to hear, I'm going to answer, I'm going to show you great and mighty things. Hey, we serve, and I tell you what, don't let somebody drown out your faith and trust in God and belief in God when you got these people that are going off from the deep end. I believe that we need to pray in accordance to God's will. And there's times that we pray and it's not in God's will. And that doesn't necessarily mean you got to know. That means that, you know, you asked too soon or it wasn't the right timing or something. I don't know. But unless we ask amiss, sometimes we ask for something that really we know we shouldn't ask for anyhow. Amen. If you got kids, you know about that. My goodness, they'll ask for stuff sometimes and they know they shouldn't ask for that. I mean, they just know that was foolish or whatever. And with somebody talking, I believe it was Brother Todd was talking to somebody the other day, and we're talking about all these games and everything. My goodness, you have to. And somebody else was witnessing with somebody, and they were talking about it. And they said you have to buy this game, and then you have to buy this controller separate, and you buy this. They have to divide it all up, where it all costs more money nowadays. But sometimes we ask amiss when we ask the Lord or something. Sometimes. But I tell you what, if it's in accordance with His will, and we need to ask and pray and seek His face, and God is a God that hears and answers prayer. Amen. It's not a foolish, dumb belief. Hey, I've seen Him answer prayer too many times to believe that. Yeah. I've seen Him answer too many times, and I have to stop and say, I love You, Lord, because You answered prayer. I love You, Lord, because You came in and You intervened in the situation. You came in my life and You changed what was going in the wrong direction. Praise God, You put it in the right direction. Amen? Hey, listen, not only that, second of all, let me say I love the Lord because He first loved me. Amen? I love the Lord because He first loved me. I mean, it wasn't that I went seeking after Him, although I know that we sing, we talk about, you know, finding the Lord, but what it is, we're finding that peace in the Lord, and we're accepting that, and through our free will, we're accepting Him. But to tell you the truth, He was always searching after you before you found Him. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I mean, He's the one that was that seeking grace that started over there in the Garden of Eden where He said, where art thou, Adam? Where art thou? God's a crying out, and He's been a crying out for you. Amen. Because He loved you before you loved Him. Amen. Amen. I love Him because He first John chapter 4 and verse 19 says, we love Him because He first loved us. We love Him. I love Him because He hears and answers prayer. I love Him because He loved me. Amen. And I tell you what, if you'd be honest, you'd have to say He loved you when you were unlovable. That's right. He loved you when you didn't deserve it. Thank you, Lord. That's exactly right. Amen. I mean, we don't deserve the least of His mercies. We don't deserve the goodness of God. But thank God He loved you. And ain't it good that God says, hey, I'm not going to love you after you straighten up. I'm going to love you because I love you as an individual and I want you to get right. Yeah. So He loves us And He brings us unto Himself, praise God. Ain't that a blessing? You know, I mean, and we're like, and I appreciate the message Brother Todd preached, to stop, look, and listen. Sometimes we get so judgmental and everything. I mean, we do need to be a witness for Christ, and we need to reach out, and we need to try to win folks to the Lord, but don't be judgmental of them. Let's pray that God will change them and God will transform them. I mean, listen, any change that we can do ain't going to last. Amen. If we're going to clean them, hey, I like what somebody said. Let's just be fishers of men. Let's catch them and let God clean them. Amen. Amen. I mean, because He's loving them before you ever met Him. Before they're ever born, He loves them. And He loves you before you ever come to Him.
That's right.
Ain't that a blessing? We can say, hallelujah, I love the Lord because He first loved me. And you know, over in Jeremiah chapter 31, I see another verse there in Jeremiah go along with this. It said the Lord in Jeremiah 31:3, back two chapters in verse 3 in this one. The Bible says, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn thee. He said, I loved you with an everlasting love. He said, of old. For a long time, in other words, the Lord says, for a long time, I've been loving you. For a long time, I've been drawing you. For a long time, I've had loving kindness towards you. What a blessing to realize that, praise God, He loved me before I ever loved Him. Ain't it a blessing? I mean, I got saved at a young age, and you know, the Bible tells us, and we sing the song, Jesus loves the little children. And I think, boy, what a blessing that God loved me, and I didn't deserve it. I hadn't done anything. I wasn't nothing, and you wasn't nothing either. But He says He loved us.
Amen.
And Jeremiah says, praise God, before of old I have loved thee with an everlasting love. You know, ain't that a blessing? That He says it's an everlasting love. He said, therefore, with loving kindness I have drawn thee. And then not only that, but thirdly, let me say I love Him because He laid down His life for me. Amen. I love Him because He hears and answers prayer. I love Him because He first loved me. But you know what? You know what He did? He did more than say, I love you. He demonstrated His love. Amen. The Bible tells us in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth His love. He demonstrated. He showed His love. He commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Ain't that a blessing? Listen, the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. I love this verse. It's similar to John 3:16. You know, in the Gospels, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in Him shall have everlasting life. But then in 1 John 3:16, it says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us, we ought also to lay down our lives for the brethren. He said, we see the love of God is demonstrated in that God loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son for us. What a blessing to realize that He laid down His life for us. He did more than just say He loved us. He showed us He loved us. On a hill called Calvary one day, and I've said before, what a thought to think that God created this earth and He spoke it into existence, and we can think about His love for us. He made us, He created us, and He breathed into Adam the breath of life, knowing that he was going to fall, knowing that he was going to sin. He loved him before the fall. He loved him after the fall, praise God. But I tell you what, when He created this world, He made everything. He even made the hills, and He made the valleys, and He made the oceans, and He put everything into place. And I suppose that one day He pushed up a little bit of dirt and made a little hill called Calvary. He pushed up a little bit of dirt, and there was a hill that He made called Calvary. And I know that he knew the very, hey, listen, this ain't way off in left field. If he says he knows the very hair, the hairs of your head, amen, he knows the hill of Calvary as it was made. He knew the tree. In fact, he grew the tree that was one day cut down to be made into an old rugged cross that the Son of God would hang there between heaven and earth. So, hey, what a blessing to realize. And we can shout the victory and we can say, I love him because he laid down his life for me. John chapter 10 and verse 11. In fact, I mean, listen, the Romans didn't kill him. The Jews didn't kill him. Hey, it was because of love that he was there on Calvary. The Bible says in John chapter 10 and verse 11, he said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. In one place he said, no man takes my life from me. He said, I lay down my life. Oh, what love, folks. Can you say this morning, I love the Lord? Can you say, I love him because he laid down his life for you? He laid down his life for me. What a blessing. Hey, if you're not saved, you ought to turn your life over to him. You ought to accept him as your personal Savior. Hey, nobody ever cared for you like Jesus. Nobody ever loved you like Jesus did. Hey, you can talk to folks that, I mean, they absolutely, I remember one of the first times and I was witnessing the folks up and down when I was a little boy, the first place I went witnessing, first place I went soul winning during the week kind of, and just talking to some other kids that were my age and well, most of them were older than me, but trying to win them to the Lord was up and down North Mulberry Street. And I remember one young boy I talked to one time, and he told me, he said, I've just done so much wrong. And I thought to myself, I said, now think about it. You're young. I mean, we're young. I mean, I don't even remember if he was a teenager yet. I remember it was probably pre-teens or something like that. I said, you haven't done too much wrong. I said, the Lord loves you in spite of all of that. And I know there's a lot of folks today, they don't believe that anybody can love them as much as Jesus says he loves them. I mean, I'm telling you the truth. There's folks that their family don't love them. They don't even love themselves. They're just, oh, they're so low. But you know what? If they'd ever realize that the Lord loves them no matter what, he loves them, he wants them to come to him for salvation. Wouldn't that be something? For folks to go through this life, and they are. This is what's happening. They go through this whole life, and they don't never realize how much the Lord loves them. They don't never realize. I hope that they begin to see it in my life. I hope they see it in your life from day to day. I hope they see the love of God, because God loves them with an everlasting love. The Bible tells us he's not willing that any should perish. Amen. I'll just stay right here on this point a while.
Amen.
And if I don't get no amens, I'll sit down here and amen myself. I know it'll take longer now, but I'm willing to do that. But the Bible says he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And we see folks sometimes, and I mean, they are absolutely, they're at wit's end. They've tried everything else. They ain't got no peace. There's no joy in their life. But I want to tell you, there's a man called Jesus that loves them with an everlasting love. Just as much, hallelujah, as he loves us today. Praise God. Ain't that a blessing? We can't even understand that. We can't comprehend that. No, he doesn't love the sin, and we shouldn't love the sin, and we shouldn't condone sin, but he loves that sinner. They couldn't understand it in his day when he walked on the face of this earth. They said, this man receiveth sinners. He said, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. They couldn't understand it, but he loves us with an everlasting love. He loves that lost sinner with an everlasting love. Not only that, let me give you this. Hallelujah, man. We could just have, I could fill up the front page and the back page and two or three more pages. Because I love him this morning. Love him because he answers prayer. I love him because he first loved me. I love him because he laid down his life for me. But let me give you this last thought. I love him because he's coming back to get me. Amen. I mean, he's coming back Praise God, one of these days, He didn't leave me by myself. Hallelujah. Praise God, He didn't leave me to go in this. And we was talking about this earlier in the Bible school. We live in a sin-cursed world. We live in a sin-cursed body. It's going back to dust. This earth's going to be on fire one of these days. But thanks be to God, if you're saved, you're going to be raptured out of here. I was listening to Jonathan praying last night in our family devotions. He closed in prayer, or he had the prayer last night, and he said he said he wanted the Lord for everybody to get ready before the rapture takes place. And I think that a blessing a young boy like him realizes that one of these days the Lord's going to come and get us. The Lord's going to come and rapture His church unto Himself. You know, all throughout the Word of God, all throughout the Bible, God did not suffer His people to stay under the wrath of God. Before the fire came down, He went and got Lot out of Sodom. They were taken out before the judgment of God fell. And that's what's going to happen one of these days. Judgment's going to fall on this earth. But thanks be to God, I got a Savior that loves me. I got a Lord that loves me. And He says, I'm going to come and get you before the wrath of God is poured out on this earth. Praise God. Listen, I ain't going through half a tribulation. I ain't going through 3.5 years. I ain't going through 3.5 days, praise God. He's going to rapture me out of here, praise the Lord. I love Him because He's coming back to get me. Listen to this. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8 says, Paul in the close of his life said, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love His appearing. Amen. We love Him. We love He's going to come back and get us, praise God. I love Him because, listen, let me give you this and I'm done. John 14, 1. Says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Ain't it a blessing? Ain't it a wonderful promise? He said, yeah, your heart gets troubled. Amen. There's times we get in the valley and you have troubled hearts. But He said, don't let your heart be troubled. Amen. Hey, there's a better place awaiting. He said, there's a place with mansions. There's a place that I've prepared for you.
Amen.
And I want to say I love Him this morning. Amen. Amen. I love Him because He first loved me. I love Him because He hears and answers prayer. I love Him because He laid down His life for me. Boy, we said this morning, talking about old Abraham. And old Abraham had to take his only son. I love this book right here. Man, I can just keep on and on, couldn't I? There's another point. But you know, the only time that the word begotten is used of another son, it's used of Isaac. And that's because that's a perfect picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. God told him to take thy son, thy only son, whom thou lovest. First time the word love is in the Bible is there in Genesis chapter 22. He says, take thy only son whom thou lovest. Amen. Take him up and offer him up on that hill. And somebody said that hill's right in the same area. Right in the same area where Calvary was. It could have been. We don't know. But it could have been, praise God, the same hill that the Lord Jesus Christ went up on.
Yeah. Amen.
He took him up that hill. And he was going to sacrifice him. You know what? I don't know anybody this earth that's willing to do anything like that for me.
Amen.
And if they did, it wouldn't be good enough. But I tell you what, God gave His only begotten Son. He loved us that much. He laid down His life for us. Amen. Praise be to God. That's not the end of the story. He come up out of the grave victorious on the third day. And He's seated at the right hand of God the Father. And the only thing He's waiting for is for the trump to sound. And He's going to come out of heaven to receive us unto Himself. Ain't that a blessing? I'm glad I'm saved this morning. I tell you what. If you're saved, praise God, you can appreciate this morning. We can appreciate it. We can be right along with David and we can say, Lord, I love you because, you know what we could do? Praise God, we could get our pen and paper out. Listen, he wrote us a love letter. We could get our pen and paper out and we could say, I love the Lord because, and praise God, I guarantee every one of us this afternoon we could fill it up. I mean, we could just go all up and down through there, fill up several pages and say, praise God, I love you because. Amen. Amen. I'll ask maybe Miss Davis come around with play an imitation. Musicians come around. God knows your heart. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. Like I say, you couldn't appreciate this if you're not saved.